Hello, everyone. This is Victoria with the Ask Spirit Now show, and I am with you here from Snowville, Georgia. We have not left the house except to go see our neighbor's horses in 3 days. It isn't that much snow, but here on the mountain it is. So I tell you, for all you Californians and out there, just I wish you cool snow, because it is quite beautiful. So I have two special guests this evening. I'm so excited about it. It's going to be such a fun show. We are taking callers, so get your questions together, and we're going to be talking a lot about heart energy and joy, and a little bit about the magnetic grids that are changing as well. We have Anna Healer on, who is with us. She goes to school at the Global Village School for kids that are very gifted in healing. And we have, are you there, Anna?
Hi.
Well, hi. And then we have Miss Rose Ann Gautier from, I'm talking so funny tonight. We have you, Rose, from the Energy Works Center in Fort Myers, Florida. So how are you doing?
I'm great, Victoria. At least there's no snow here. It's beautiful.
I know. You got the Californians and the Floridians. So it's a pleasure to have both of you on tonight. I want to ask Anna a few questions, Rose, and I want you to be a part of this. We do have a caller, so I'm going to go ahead and do, we have a couple of callers, is I'm going to take Bruce, who is from Illinois, and we're all going to do readings for him, Anna and myself and Rose. So, Bruce, how are you this evening?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? Thank you for taking the call.
Well, you're very welcome. We're happy to be talking with you. What is your question this evening?
Basically, I would just like to know, what information that Spirit has for me, for the very, near up and coming, future, or the next couple of weeks or months, whatever advice or guidance, will support me on my journey.
Well, I'm going to tell you the very first thing that comes to me, and I was holding some cards when you asked that question, and the first card that fell out, and then we're going to go to Rose and then Anna. You do have a major life change coming up, but it's also bringing very good blessings. So whatever is going on, and we can get Rose to address it as well as Anna. But I know whatever's happening for you, Bruce, is you've got the angels are letting you know that it's a blessed change. That means that good things are coming, and then you need to really allow it to unfold and know that it's going to be very, very good. Now, I will back off for just a moment and let Rose, and then once Rose is done, you'll get a reading from Anna as well. What do you feel?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Rose.
Bruce, the first thing that I got was something about work. Have you been looking to have a change in your work area?
It's more like looking, what kind of field that would probably best suit me.
Okay, I feel that you are very, you have exceptional intelligence is what Spirit is giving me. And what I feel with you is that you're very analytical and mechanically minded. Have you been in the engineering field at all?
No. I have never really worked with my hands. I do have the analytical mind, but not really much working with my hands.
No, this isn't working with your hands. It's your intelligence is exceptional. Because the picture that Spirit gave me was a picture of Einstein. So you're mathematical, you're analytical, and what I'm feeling is that you are extremely knowledgeable, what I would call a knower, and you need to follow that that mind of yours, Spirit's going to help you. So use your head and be very, you're extremely logical too, is what I'm picking up with you. And I feel the career for you is to use those skills because, again, they're exceptional. They're above average, and I just see you in a you're mathematical as well. And I truly feel, Bruce, there's going to be a change for you with the work, and allow Spirit to bring it forward to you. And I don't feel the change is coming until I would say springtime.
That's what I feel, too. Okay. I picked the same thing up. And I also, and I know it's Anna's turn now, but I also want to let you know that I also did a tarot for you, and I picked up you're going to get fulfillment. When this comes in, there's going to be a deep fulfillment for you. So let Spirit guide you. Let Spirit lead the way. This is a time for change for a lot of us spiritual workers, Bruce. So allow Spirit, ask Spirit to give you guidance. So Anna, can you give Bruce from Illinois a real quick reading about his career? What do you pick up? What do you pick up?
I pick up that he will be very successful in his lifetime and that he will have some changes going on and he will be very well known for his work. Maybe not, but I'm just picking up this. And I just wanted to say that he is going to be good. He's going to do.
Thank you. And Bruce, I hope that that you can enjoy that. You've had a reading from three different folks tonight. And we do appreciate you calling in. And so.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you all so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And remember to laugh. That's what that joy of laughter is from a child. So
my mom got the laughter card.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank everybody for calling in. We have a couple of people online now. So Dee from Florida, how are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You're from what part of Florida are you from?
Cape Coral.
Oh, Cape Coral. I'm not familiar with that, but it must be in the southern part. Is it real southern?
It's across the
southwest.
Bridge from where I live.
Oh, okay. What is your question, Dee? And I guess we'll go in the same order that we went before. What is your question?
My question is, I'm contemplating ending a long-term marriage, and I'm unsure about it. I don't know how my husband really feels about me. I don't know if he wants the marriage or if he wants to stay because he doesn't want life changes.
Well, the first thing I feel, I don't know if you feel comfortable giving me his name. Do you feel comfortable giving him his name?
First name only.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. You don't need to. It's okay. I tell you what I'm feeling. I feel a man that's almost in a hermit. He feels like he's in a sitting down contemplative stance. I get a hermit feeling from him. I feel, Dee, that he has been in this relationship so long he can't even think for himself anymore. And I don't know that I'm going to tell you something. I get a sense that your soul contract is up on this relationship. That does not mean that there is not another way of this relationship evolving, but there's some soul contract that is coming to a shift in it. Let me just put it that way. And when that happens, you're going to have a change in the relationship. But I'm going to have to tell you, Dee, I feel like you're going to have to be the one that makes the decision. I don't think that he doesn't love you. I'm not going to say that, all right? I just feel that this has been a long relationship, it feels like. And I feel like he doesn't even think for himself. He's almost like in a situation where he doesn't even know what to do. The first thing, and then I'm going to pass it over to Rose. The first thing that comes to me, Dee, is to communicate. heavily communicate with him. Sit down and say, you know what? I want to talk to you. We haven't talked in a while. I really want to talk. I don't know what to do here. I feel like the most honest and best situation would be to communicate. But I'm going to tell you, Dee, he doesn't feel like he even knows what to say anymore. So that's what I'm going to, that's my feeling about it. But I do feel like he cares for you. I will tell you that. I don't feel like the love isn't there. I just feel like there's a huge shift in this soul contract, which is why you are feeling the way you're feeling. So, Rose, what is your take on this?
The very first thing that I get, Dee, is tremendous anxiety. I'm feeling a pain in my chest, and I'm trying to determine if that's coming from you or from him. But one of you is feeling quite a bit of anxiety. The message that I have for you, my dear, is courage. You need to make a decision, and I want you to listen to your intuition. Go into your heart, and you will be guided. I agree with Victoria. I do believe that your husband loves you, but I also feel that he feels stuck. Now, is your husband unemployed?
No.
Okay. Is he having problems with his job?
A little slow right now.
Okay, because I feel there's a problem with the work, and there is a potential here for unemployment for him. And the statement I heard is, go ahead, kick a dog when he's down. And I feel that he may use guilt to manipulate you. And again, yeah. I want you to use courage and use your own intuition. And your heart will not steer you wrong. And I really feel you already know what the decision is right now and what you need to do.
And I'm going to tell you before
for someone else.
I'm sorry, what?
Does he have feelings for someone else?
Can you give me a first name only?
Tom.
I'm gonna just make a statement here while Rose is feeling that I'm gonna, while she's getting into that feeling, Dee, I'm gonna let you say that it is time for you to make a decision, because I feel that it's like a perfect moment to dive in and embrace your heart's desire. And I'm gonna just make the statement before she, you know, while she's, you know, feeling this, is if he does have anyone, I'm just gonna say this. He is, I don't sense, I mean, he's so passive right now, the way I see him, that I would be quite surprised. But anyway, go ahead, Rose.
What I'm feeling is there's been some disloyalty in the past. And I'm not so sure at this point, Dee. I feel that he goes back and forth. He himself is also indecisive.
That's what I feel, too. I feel such a passiveness with him right now.
Yeah. But I do feel that he can use guilt, and you'll get manipulated by it. So be careful with that.
I feel that he's a little shy.
Okay. Well, thank you, Anna, for that. We appreciate that. Good. Well, Dee, I hope that we have been of some help for you. And
thank you, ladies.
Please remember to trust yourself,
yes.
Feel your heart. But I feel always, whenever possible, communicate, because I think that opens the door. It opens the door to let someone, feel there. He doesn't even know how to feel anymore. And like Rose was saying, he may use that guilt on you. So when you open up the communication lines, that doesn't mean that it's going to be anything that's easy. It could be one of the most traumatic experiences, but I feel that that's the way to heal. It's like watching Dr. Phil. Boy, when they open up the lines, people really get into to feelings, and you're going to have to almost... You know what? I'll tell you what I'm picking up right now. Pick up a stick. You can get a something that is non-dangerous. Pick up a stick, and whoever's holding the stick gets to talk. Or a rock, or a stone, or something, you know, it could be a ring. Whoever has the ring gets to talk, so that you really, truly get to listen to each other. And I think that's the biggest message that I can give. Anything else from anyone?
No.
Okay. Eisen said he's a little bit shy to talk to you because men are like that sometimes, and and they just don't, they sometimes don't have enough courage to just speak up and say what they need to.
Oh, that's very true, Anya. And from a very young person, I'm sure you know that's very right. Well, Dee, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you calling
thank
in.
Thank you
and
very
good
much, ladies. Have a joyous evening.
You
thank
too,
you.
Dee.
All right.
You have a good evening, too, Julie.
All right, Dee.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye, Dee.
Good night.
Okay, now I want to just take a real quick breather here, and I just want to let you know. Now, I'm not sure if it's Eileen or Eileen, but she has been patiently waiting this evening, and I really appreciate that so much. How are you this evening, Eileen?
Oh, I'm terrific. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate
it. Oh, well, we're so happy to hear from you. What is your question for all of us? What is your question?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for the readings that you gave. They were so insightful for people when they called in, and I'm just ready for some big shifts in my life. I've just had some wonderful things that have happened in this past year, and I'm kind of ready to step into relationship, but it's not quite there. So I'm thinking, is there something that I need to do to keep promoting this or just keep doing the work like I'm doing?
Well,
any
I mean, just
insights
as far
that you might have for
yes.
2011 would be great.
Okay. One thing I want to let you know, because I feel your spirituality. I do want to let, of course, by the way, this is 1111, Danae. I don't know if everybody's aware of that, but there is potent energy that's really communicating in the planet today. And that's why we're all feeling this need to change, to make something happen. And I mean, because I'm even been feeling that today myself, because what's happening, and I'm directing this to you, Eileen, but it's also happening with others that have called and may be calling, is that the speed of energy is making us feel like that it's going by so fast, but that we're not making enough happen. But I feel the relationship with you is more of a timing issue, and what you can do is just thank Spirit for bringing the right person in for you. And that's just keep thanking Spirit for bringing the right person in. And that's what I'm feeling. I'm going to let Rose take over this for just a sec, okay? How you doing, Rose?
Great. Actually, Eileen, while you spoke, I tapped into your energy, and I had a rarity here in the fact that I felt total goosebumps over my body as you spoke about the changes and the goodness that you've had in the past year. I mean, I get goosebumps for myself, but when you were speaking, I was getting a lot of goosebumps for you, which validates that there is a lot of change around you. As far as your relationship, I asked Spirit, what is the blockage at this point? And what I feel it is, it's a fear of failure. There's been some of that in the past. And I think you have a little residual with that in your heart area. And I want you to work on that and ask Spirit, especially Archangel Michael, to cut that fear out of your heart and release that. And you can imagine it in various ways. If you want to do a meditation, see yourself throwing it into a hot air balloon and it going up into the air, or writing down the things. Here, okay, Spirit's telling me something else. What I want you to do is I want you to write down those basic fears that you have. What are you afraid of? That when you do get in a relationship, you'll be controlled, or he won't love you, or whatever. I want you to write all of those down on a piece of paper, and I want you to ask Spirit to help you with that, and I want you to burn it. And as it burns and the smoke and flames go into the air, know in your heart of hearts that Spirit will help you and that you have released it and let it go, okay? I do Great. Feel that you will have a relationship this year. Absolutely, I'm convinced of it. You have worked very hard to get where you are, my dear, and you are very blessed, and Spirit wants to continue helping you and blessing you with abundance, and part of that abundance will be love in your life. I want you to pay attention to people around you. I think there may be someone, what I'm sensing is someone at work who admires you from afar, and I feel he's a little bit shy to come forward. I do feel that It's going to be closer to the fall. I feel September for some reason, and I don't want you to get discouraged. Just know that it's always a timing issue, and that spirit is preparing somebody very, very special for you.
Oh, that's great. Eileen, while you're talking to Anna, I want to get your birth date. You don't have to give me the year, but what's the birth date while Anna gives you a short reading? What is your birth date?
9-1.
Okay, good. And then let Anna just have a moment because she wants to share something with you as well. So.
Thank you, Anna.
Like Rose said, you're gonna have a very soon relationship, and you have worked so hard to get here, and it's just like, it's like, wow, you have like a new place in the world. It's like, I'm not old anymore. I'm new to the world, and you'll get a lot of good changes, and you'll have a really succeeding man that will like you for who you are.
Thank you, Anna.
Well, thank you. And I just want to share this, Eileen. You are in right now, looking at just at the Voyager Tarot. This has been a year up until we coming up into September, but you got quite some time before September. But you are in a year of change, of letting go. And it can feel like it can feel almost scary when you're in this kind of a letting go. And it can almost feel stagnant. It can almost feel oppressive. But the truth is that you are changing so much that when you go through this, when you come back out, and the new year will begin for you on 9-1-2011, you will be going into the most creative time of your life. So I want you to just take this time, no matter what's going on. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the man that comes into your life will come in after you go into your new birthday because of the liberation, the transformation that you're going on right now. The kind of man you might choose right now might be a little different than someone that you would pick later on or that
because
would choose
you. Because
there's
a very shy man around me now, and I'm going,
Yeah, well.
And the thing is, Eileen, is I don't see him coming forward until approximately September. I mean, he admires you from afar, and it's going to take him some time to come forward, but there's still some things that you need to go through. And again, it's always the divine timing, and thank you, Victoria, for validating that September, because I truly feel it's going to be in September.
Yeah, it's right after her birthday, and because you're going through so much transformation, Eileen, that it's not.
You don't
want
to come out as a cocoon. You want to come out as a butterfly. So wait until you turn into the butterfly.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So, well, thank you so much, Eileen, for calling in. We really appreciate your call. So I hope we've helped
you. Thank
you
all for your creative work. Thank you so much for your
blessing. Well,
you're welcome.
All right. So thank you again, Eileen. And just everyone, take a deep breath and breathe in all the love and light from all these wonderful people that are calling in this evening. We have a caller from Florida, and we've had two callers from Florida tonight, so that's fascinating. And we have Barbara, and I guess it's because y'all can talk because you're not in the snow. So how are you this evening, Barbara?
I'm just really good.
Well, good. How can we assist you this evening? What is your question?
Well, I just want to know if spirits have to tell me what I should expect in 2011, the coming year. I'm concerned about finances, of course, work, and possibly also relationships.
Oh, okay. I very sense that you are... there's a lot of work that you do very similar to us. I don't know why I'm feeling that. I see you with cards in your hands, and I see you... who's laughing?
I don't work at this, but right.
Oh, okay. I just see you. And but anyway, what is your birthday? Because I'm going to do your birthday while Rose is working with you. What is your birthday?
December 24th.
60s. Oh, my goodness. That's very interesting. So you've just had a birthday then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be working on that while Rose tunes in, and then we'll let Anna give you a brief reading as well. And then I'll get back with you after I do the tarot, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Rose.
Couple things are coming through here for you, and I'm trying to sort through it. One is resentment is the first thing that came through, and I feel this may be a mild blockage for you. And I'm feeling it in the stomach area, which is telling me solar plexus, which means it's more of a thought process with you than it is an emotion. And and this almost feels like it's tying in with the relationship and work, not so much the finances. Is there something that you are resentful for at this time?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a past,
all right.
past relationship
so,
I'm very
pardon
resentful
me?
And angry over. A past relationship that I'm very angry over.
Okay, I feel, Barbara, and the reason that this came in is, you know, because I asked again for what's a blockage here. And so the resentment came up. So this is something that you're definitely going to want to work on in order to open you up for new things. Because like Victoria said, you're in a brand new year right now, and it started with your birthday. So New Year's Day for you was December 24th. And so I do feel that resentment, and but I also feel tied in with that solar plexus is you're extremely intuitive and very intuitive. By any chance, do you tend to work with a lot of crystals?
No, not really. I don't work with crystals, no.
Okay, because I feel that crystals are good for you, especially a quartz crystal. You may want to meditate with it. It's wonderful for clarity, but I'm seeing a picture of you with a huge crystal in your hand and one right on your third eye as well. So Spirit's telling me that you have the ability to go through this, but there's times where your thoughts are preventing you from stepping forward. You tend to overanalyze things is what I'm feeling as well. So if you could just get out of your head for a little bit, you'd be able to get some clarity on it. Now, what I tell a lot of my clients is because so many of us are left brain and it's really hard to get out of the head, imagine. See yourself walking from your brain down into a beautiful garden in your heart. And once you're into that heart energy, place your hand on your heart, whatever, to get some direction. But I do feel that at this time, the resentment is something that is foremost that needs to be dealt with. And it will open you up, I feel, work-wise, financially, relationship, the whole ball of wax. So it's tied into that emotion and those thoughts, and I really feel you need to do some work with that.
Okay, will I
and here's something else for you too, Barbara. Yesterday is gone. So
yes.
You mentioned it was a past relationship. It's gone. Let
no,
it go.
It's gone.
Let
no,
go of the resentment,
gone.
Everything. It's gone.
One thing I want to add about helping to let it go is Barbara, really, when we understand what happened in the relationship, when you really touch into your heart and get out of the mind, you can really look within yourself and see what really happened in there. What was it really about? And do a little soul searching to help understand. That comes from the Rohan therapy, but get some understanding about what the whole process was about. And then because I'm going to let you know that this is a year of surrender for you. It is flat out a year of surrender. It's like no matter how hard you push and no matter what you try to do, you're going to have to let go and let God heal a bit. It's almost a feeling of totally letting go. Because when we're in a year of surrender, it is like, and letting go of the past, like Rose was talking about, letting go of those types of situations, relationships, regardless of who and what they are or were, that don't work anymore in our lives. And if it would be a very good process for you, I don't know if you have a fireplace. Well, you're in Florida, probably not, but
no.
To get a little burning bowl and start, and I want you, Barbara, to put every single thing that you want to let go of, and I would do it very, very soon. I'd get a little God box or a little box, and I would put stuff in there that you really want to let go of. Nobody has to see it. And then I want you to have a ceremony just by yourself with Spirit and just say, you know what, I'm letting go of this. Now, I don't know how I'm going to let go of it, but that's your job,
yeah,
Spirit.
This was a relationship where I was just so taken advantage of. My good nature was just so taken advantage of.
Okay,
there's the resentment, which I picked up on,
Well, then, you know what, Barbara? That's a time for you to start to look and say, wait a minute. What have I allowed myself? What have I not loved about myself enough to allow someone to come in? Did I need love that much? Did I feel insecure enough that I allowed this to go on? Really look at it from what you went through, not him now, but what you allowed to happen, and then you will find your deep, deep, long-term, permanent healing from that. So when you write down what upset you about the relationship, then really look at it and what you're upset with yourself about because of it, and then say, I'm going to let that go, and then always remember to burn things. Do not let it, just don't throw it the paper away. Burn it and make sure every little scrap is burned. It's very, very important to do that. And I just want to let you know that as you're going through this particular year, next year is also going to be a major transformation. So I don't know how many, you know, how old you are, and it doesn't really matter, but I'm going to let you know that for the next 2 years, you have incredible changes. 2012 for you, or actually starting in 2011, December 24th, is going to bring even more wonderful changes for you. And it almost feels like you're coming into a new part of your life. And I feel, Barbara, it's going to be because you're letting go of all this stuff. You know what? I'm not going to let anybody do that to me again, because I'm not going to do it to myself. And when you get that kind of viewpoint, it's not, because a lot of, we only go by the law of attraction. And if we allow it to happen to ourselves, I want you to honor yourself too, Barbara. I keep seeing things in your hand. From the moment I tuned into you, I keep seeing things, stuff in your hand. I feel like they're cards in your hand. But I want you to be aware that when you go through this healing, you'll never pull in another man like that, because you will be honoring yourself. You will be honoring
him. I would now, but now I've let a friend stay in my house, and he was supposed to pay me money, and now he's not, and he's not leaving.
Okay, that's getting back to that same pattern. It doesn't have to be in a romantic relationship. It's honoring yourself. You know what? It's about boundaries. I want to let you know that there's some noise on the line. Whoever's making the noise, Anna, I want you to know that boundaries probably is what I'm going to do my next show on next week. It is vital to talk about boundaries, because boundaries is when we violate our own boundaries, then other people come in and violate them. And it feels like for you, Barbara, that you're one of these beautiful women that love to take care of people and be good to people. But it's time for you to take care of yourself. And sometimes putting boundaries in can be very uncomfortable, because I know, because I've had to do it. But I'm going to promise you, you can do it, and it will make a huge difference. So, okay. Anna, did you have something that you wanted to share with Barbara?
Yes. I would like to share. I get the card that you need to let go of stress. I also want to tell you that you have a pink and green aura that's actually very good, that's healthy and wealth. And the let go of stress card mean, just like Miss Victoria said, you need to get a little box or a burning bowl or something and burn all those pages. Let go of your stress when you do it. Put all your stress onto those pieces of paper and then just burn it in the burning bowl and just get rid of it all and just send it to every single angel that is up in heaven.
Okay.
Okay.
How about money? Do you see money coming in? Because I've had a very bad couple of months. I'm sure it was because of this resentment and thing. I think going forward, hopefully, it's going to start coming in.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rose. Go ahead, Rose.
Barbara, have you made some decisions recently about work and home and different things?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah, well, because the message I got before I asked you that question is that you're to trust in you're to trust that you're making the right move right now because you truly are. So I feel that you've been second guessing yourself, and Spirit wants you to know that you've made the right decisions recently, and I feel these decisions were made in the past week. So go ahead and trust it. Now, as far as finances, let me see what I get here.
I'm going to tell you. Go ahead.
I feel your focus is on it considerably. And when you focus a great deal of your energy on something like that, what you're doing inadvertently and not intentionally is you're pushing it a little bit further away from yourself. So just allow Spirit to work with you, and I really feel things will improve. I do feel that things are still going to be tight for another couple of months, and do you have the wherewithal to weather that?
Okay.
And I just feel like I would think by June that things would start to turn around a little bit for you, but to continue making those decisions, and please trust yourself. You're very intuitive, and you are doing the right things. So they'll get better by summertime.
Good.
Okay.
And Barbara, good. I just want to share, because I picked up two cards while Rose and Anna were talking, is that the beautiful card is the time to move on, which means to let go. Really let go of the old, understand it, get rid of it, say, you know, but don't get rid of it in a bad way, Barbara, because we all, it's a part of us and we learn from it. So send it to the light and say, thank you for this learning experience. And then I see, immediately after that, I see the waves of prosperity coming over you. I see that's when the waves of prosperity, because they're all around you anyway. And, you know, that beautiful green and pink aura that Anna saw as well. That's when all that abundance and exciting opportunity comes over you, is when you let go of all the past. So I want to thank you so much for calling in. It's
thank
been
you.
A pleasure.
Thank you all.
Yes.
Thank you.
Barbara?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Good night. So, Rose, I want to thank all of our callers this evening. It's been a wonderful chance to get to know more of you, and it's wonderful. You know, earlier on, Rose, when we were talking earlier, we were talking about change. Because, you know, I remember even calling you today saying, wow, you know, I feel like, of course, I'm stuck in the snow, but I felt like I felt like one of those racehorses that was about to go out but couldn't make it out. And I started looking up, subjects on, this is 1-11-11 today, folks.
Oh,
and
yes.
This, it is about them. This, I did not know this. But for all you Floridians, did y'all know that the Tampa airport had been closed because the magnetic grids had shifted? The polar shift has come, and they had to close the airport to change the numbers on the runways and the taxiways because they had shifted so much because of the magnetic grids shifting.
No kidding.
Yes, and that lets me know that some major, major shifts are coming on. So
yes.
I was quite amazed for that. And listen, I just want to say something before we go into some other subjects. Anna, I want to thank you so much for coming on this evening. I know that you only were going to be able to stay with us for a few minutes, but you have honored us so much, and we thank you for being here from the Global Village School. I know that you're a good student there, and I want to thank you very, very much for honoring us with your presence and your reading abilities, and we want to thank you so much. And I hope you have a good evening this evening, okay?
Okay, I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
That it has been a joyful night being on this show, and I just feel like I don't want the show to ever end. And
well, you're going to come back on February 8th, and you're going to do pet readings. So you're going to let everybody know that February 8th, you're going to come back on the show, and you're going to be letting live callers for their pets. So we will have you back on then, okay?
Okay, but I just feel like I just never want to end anything.
Well, all right. Well, you can just stay right there, and if you have something to add, then you can. And Rose and I are going to talk now about joy and how in the world. Now, let's see. We have a caller. We have a couple of callers, Rose. We have, let's see, if I can
Leslie
say
Leslie from California.
Yes, thank you. Leslie, how are you? Leslie, are you there? Well, I don't know what happened to Leslie. Rose, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. We'll just talk a little bit. And Leslie, when you come back on the line again, just say, hey, I'm here. And she disappeared. So something happened to her. She'll probably call back again. I want to talk about joy because there is so much change going on in our environment right now. And a lot of it, folks, is environmentally. If we have all of these shifts going on, can you imagine, Rose, what's that doing to our polar, our energies, our magnetic fields?
Right.
I mean, you know, what are your thoughts on that? Did you know about the Tampa airport?
Actually, I didn't, and yeah. I have to be honest, and I really don't watch the news or read the paper anymore. As far as the magnetic grid changing, logically and what I feel intuitively, too, is this is probably affecting our environment and our weathers.
Yes,
and,
it will.
Even here in Florida, I've noticed a change. I've been here for 11 years, and I'm seeing changes in the weather. But more importantly, I think you're 100% right in the fact that it will affect our physical bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are becoming much more sensitive to energies, and they're not really some people are not understanding what's going on. They'll just say, well, I just feel different today.
Right.
And I think it is those magnetic energies. We're affected by those things, the moon and different things. So it's just, I really feel that 2011 is a huge year of change and transformation. And, and I have to say I was very optimistic on January 1st, and actually for quite some time, this is the first time I've really felt this good about the year that's coming up. And a lot of people are saying, well, how come it isn't happening yet? Well, today is the 11th, and for one reason or another, and I can't explain it other than it's intuitive, I really feel that January right now, we're still in the transition between our letting go of 2010 and the new year coming through. But I think most of us will begin to feel better emotionally, mentally, physically, towards the latter part of the month and beginning of February.
Well, Jupiter's going into Aries on the 22nd of January, and there will be a huge drive. It's in Pisces right now. This was what my astrologer was trying to explain, and she said a lot of people won't even get that sense of, you know, the shift came on January 4th as well, and then it comes again on the 22nd, which gives us that momentum, that Aries drive, that creativity. creativity. You know, I sense, too, that a little bit of prediction here. But there are a lot of us that are going through changes in our careers. And I feel that a lot of people are going to get very innovative in what they do. I don't think that we're going to necessarily be working, you know, for these large companies as much as we are as looking online, looking for. Now, I want to get Leslie back on because she's back on from California. How are you, Leslie?
Hi, I'm sorry about that. My phone just went and shut down completely.
Well, I tell you. Well, we're happy to have you, and I hope it is not a snowstorm out there. Now, what is your question, Leslie?
Well, I think it's kind of in line with what you guys were just talking about, how all these changes are going on, and I'm super sensitive. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we're here. Again. No, I'm super sensitive to, like, all of the energetic changes that are occurring. And I just wanted to know if you can sense if I'll be moving forward soon. Because I feel like a lot of my life has been kind of, I don't know, in a holding pattern.
Well, give me your birthday, and then Rose can be tuning in with you, and I'm going to be doing a tarot birthday on you. So what is your month and day?
It's February 28th.
Okay. All right. So you're coming up for a birthday. Then you're a Pisces,
yes,
Miss Pisces herself. All right. Oh, boy, you're going to really feel, just before I pass you over to Rose, you're going to be really feeling a shift on January 22nd because you're a Pisces. You're going to feel a big shift coming up on the 22nd of January. You're going to feel a big boost of energy just from an astrological energy. So just remember that. So let me do that for you while you work with Rose. And if Anna's still on the phone, she can give you a reading.
So, hey, yeah. Leslie.
Okay.
Hi,
Leslie.
You?
Good. The very first thing I felt and saw for you is the word rejoice with an exclamation point. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. I really feel that this is going to be an exceptional year for you. What I feel with you, I agree 100% with you. You are extremely sensitive, and I feel that you are an empath, especially when it comes to people's emotions. You're very sensitive emotional-wise and very much in tune with people and how they're feeling. But what I feel is you've had some tremendous emotional ups and downs in the past year or two. And I do feel that the emotional baggage is being washed away from you. Mm-hmm. And that could be the sense of I just feel a healthier emotional, mental aspect to you, and that's why I'm picking up on this rejoice. I see you with your face to the sun, which is a close connection to spirit, and they're just totally surrounding you, my dear, and helping you. I see a big smile on your face, and I just feel that load has been coming off of you. It's been coming off in spurts, but I really feel in the next couple of months you're going to feel it even more, and there's going to be such a lightness with you that, you know, I think you're going to go around saying life is good.
That does sound like what's happening. It's like dead on.
Excellent.
Dead on. Yeah.
Oh, good.
That process is going to continue, Leslie. So just move with it. Spirit's guiding you, and it's going to be a very good year, my dear.
Okay. And when I look at the birthday on that, too, is I just want to, this is a very doing year for you. Now, when I start your birthday, Leslie, I'm looking at February 28th, okay? So right now is a, you know, you're ending right now this time period of where you have just been, you know, more about introspective, just getting to know yourself. It's been a good year for you, but I'm going to tell you something. Letting go of the fear right now is bringing in this new breakthrough. And the message I get for you very strong and clear is to remember that the security is within you. We bring in security from the outside when we feel it in the inside. And it's a very strong doing year for you. I see a lot of activity. I see a breakthrough for you. That is the message I get, a big breakthrough. So it feels very, very wonderful. You have a lot of courage, too. And I feel that with that, it's going to carry you you know, carry you places. Courage takes us anywhere we want to go. When we know that we have that security within us and that connection with Source, and we have that courage, and we let go of the fear, even if it's just momentarily, boy, the breakthroughs start flowing in. And that's what I really strongly feel for you. I also feel like a windfall of a treasure chest feeling, where you're just going to have this huge amount of new abundance coming into you. And I don't think it's just in money. I think it's in living and life and in friendships and a lot of different aspects of your life. So I want to share that with you. Alana, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to give Leslie a reading?
Yes.
Just real brief now, because we just have a few more minutes.
Okay.
So give Miss Leslie a reading.
Okay. Hi, Miss Leslie.
Hi. How are you?
Good. It's great to have you on the show. And I feel like, just like Miss Victoria said, you feel like you're about to come to a treasure chest, and I feel like you're going to get a lot of money, and that you will have a better life when you're on your birthday. You'll feel like, wow, I'm a brand new person. I feel like I'm a new girl again.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
It's like that 20-year-old feeling again. It's just so wonderful to always have that good feeling again. Like you're walking your dog, and all of a sudden, it just happens.
Well, we thank you for that, Anya, and I know Leslie appreciates that. You know, I love to hear advice from someone who's under 20, and you can tell there's past lives. You know there's past lives when people can talk about it.
She does know that 20 is young to us, so she understands.
Yeah, that's right. She knows that, so it's very good. So,
well, thanks all of you.
Thank you so much for calling in. We have enjoyed talking with you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all of the advice, ladies.
And just
much love for you, Leslie.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Thank you, Leslie. Good night. I want to thank everyone. We just have a few minutes. I just want to ask you something, Rose.
Yes.
When you are in a space where you... oh, I don't know, things are not as good as you would like them to be, what do you do to bring joy into your life? What instantly, what quick item or message or thought or whatever do you do to bring joy in?
There's several different things that I do. One is I have two cats who are almost attached to my hip, so when I'm feeling low, they tend to know it, and just petting them and loving them helps. But the other thing that helps is when I'm feeling blue is I imagine myself in my heart, and I imagine someone that I love, and usually a face of a loved one will come up, and I just send them my love. And I watch them fill with my love, and usually sometimes it's a colored light or whatever. But that's a good exercise for your listeners to do as well, because it works with the heart chakra, and it totally opens up the heart. And love, there's nothing better than love. It's what God is. It's what right. everything is. Right. And when you start feeling that love for your loved one, and you can see it and feel that oneness with that love, it really makes the blues go away, and right. love feels absolutely wonderful.
Well, I want to share that. And I know Anna has shared with me, because we're running out of time, but Anna has shared with me, just laugh. If you adults would learn to laugh, then things would be so much easier. I want to remind everyone to go to energyworkcenter.com. That is Rose Rose's website, and she is in the Fort Myers area as well, but she does readings by phone and she does healing. So give her a call and go to energyworkcenter.com, my website at askspiritnow.com. A lot of nows going on here in this. This is good. I like that. You know, we got to be in the now. Got to be in the now. So
Rose, there you go.
So, Anna, thank you. And Rose, thank you so much for being on the show this evening. And we have to, it is time to end this evening. So I want to just let everyone know that remember to ask Spirit now, be in gratitude. And thank you both for being my privilege. I was just such a privilege to have both of you on the show this evening.
Thank you,
Miss Victoria.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.